Welcome to No Room for Phonies.
Episode 100.
I know, I wrote on the social media today, we never thought we would do it. That this is the we never thought we'd get there episode or something like that. So what I did, it was hard to know what to do for the 100th episode. So I just basically looked back through all my notes about all the different episodes that I've done before I delete them all, which is what I'm going to do. And then start fresh at 101.
Okay. So, well, that's also 4 years worth of episodes.
Yeah. So I'm just giving you literally 1 to 100 of the things that I thought about when I was going through all the notes.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. 1 to 100. So number one.
Shotgun.
I could never have done this without having formed great habits. And that helped me stay committed and focused to complete 2 episodes a month. I never missed an episode, even when we traveled.
Even during my surgery.
Yeah, none of it.
None of it. So, yeah.
So since September 2019, I've learned the importance of regular exercise and staying fit. We're biking, exercising, and playing golf. So those are all things that really started with this.
Yes, with your fitness drive. And I came along for the ride and have learned to enjoy it and the benefits of it as well.
So, and then I journal every single day, and a lot of the things that come from my journal end up in here. So that involves me like reading books and articles and taking notes of thoughts and ideas, and that let me consider things from different perspectives, and that those have made their way into my different episodes, into our into different our, episodes. Into
the
episode.
Well, it did start out with you for the first 2 years. Almost. Yeah. You were pretty well
by you. And then number four, I've learned to be able to stop negative thoughts and to control anxiety and thinking badly about the past by literally just saying stop to myself when that stops starts happening.
That's a nice skill to have.
Vulnerability, number five. Vulnerability is good as long as you don't let what others think make you feel bad or stupid about your ideas and feelings and opinions.
Well, and I think you've taken a big risk by doing the podcast and being vulnerable to the listeners.
Yeah. Number six, boundaries are one of the most important things you can learn to do well.
It is a skill.
Yeah. Number seven, sharing the books that I read each month is inspiring for me. And my goal of reading 150 books this year is like well within my grasp. I think I'm at like 130 five or six.
So I don't have such lofty goals. I want to finish 20 books.
All right. Well, that's good though. Hey, everybody has to set their goal. And number eight, when I looked through everything, it really made me remember that I want to share more recipes and ways of cooking that allow us to enjoy delicious food and be healthy. And those, it's a reminder just to check out the recipes on the blog too. Mm-hmm. Number nine, the importance of recognizing the people in our lives who have had a positive influence on us. When you feel like doing something for someone, just do it. Don't hesitate.
Yeah. So, and I'll take this moment to thank all of the guests that we've had on the
podcast. That's coming too.
Oh.
So that's all right.
Oh, I haven't read your notes.
That's all right. 10, I have had to take a look at gratitude and forgiveness from a lot of different angles and start to realize that you can forgive and be grateful for an experience without spending time with someone who has hurt you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Number 11, we need to be constantly shifting and open to learning. And that's an easy thing to say and a hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Number 12, being a mom is the most difficult and rewarding job. It changes your life and it has become more and more difficult as social media has evolved, I think, for young moms.
And I think there is something there for dads too, but it's a different set of just struggles.
Yeah. Well, you know, some dads tend not to be on social media as much the mom thing, right?
Yep.
Number 13, it was really fun to think of some of the most significant events in history. And that was an episode that we did
with Zachary,
right? Yep. There was the top 10 series, the top 10 questions to ask someone to get to know them. And number 15, I read
you had
through
a whole bunch of episodes.
Yeah.
About the top 10.
Number 15 was that I read through was the top 10 women in history.
Mm-hmm.
And number 16, I am a meaning-making machine. We all make meaning by moving forward. You don't find your meaning in life. You make it happen yourself. And
that's good advice to young people who are struggling with quote-unquote finding themselves.
Yeah, you don't find it, you just make it.
Yeah.
Number 17, one of my favorite quotes and kind of the basis for a lot of what I've thought about for this podcast is When I Know Better, I Do Better by Maya Angelou. It's an amazing example and encouragement to move forward every day, becoming more and more the best version of yourself. And number 18, we talked about the adaptability quotient. We did a whole thing on, you know, what makes people adaptable and what holds them back. And
what makes them rigid and
and number 19, inflexible. I just kind of defined it and I said you adapt or die. The ability to adjust course, product, service, and strategy in response to unanticipated changes.
Well, and if you think of that in terms of relationships, you adapt or die, the relationship could die.
Can die, right?
At work, like that's you adapt or you get bored at job and
or
quit.
The business or collapses,
if it's
right?
A business, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So number 20, we did on optimism and aspiration and not toxic positivity.
Mm.
And 21, lots of discussions about relationships and a lot of things about when you should let go of a relationship. Number 22 is the joy and challenge of helping others. I mean, I think a lot of people know that since I retired, my ability to actually be involved and help other people has really, like, helped me find meaning in my in my life.
Well, and in your career, you were busy helping children, so it just was an offshoot.
It was Number 23, we read a book about diversity, acceptance, and racism, and we talked about that. And it was the White Fragility book that we read, and we had a really interesting discussion about that. Number 24, it's never too late to set goals. Number 25, the importance of authenticity. How do you do it without being afraid that you will lose all your friends? And one of the things I've read most recently says that the people who, like, good people who are your friends never walk away
when
you say no or when you're honest.
Mm-hmm.
Number 26, what does it really mean to be successful? We had a big discussion with Sebastian about that. And again, I go back to Maya Angelou. Success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. So lots more about expectations and boundaries, and I've kind of shifted a bit when it came to that, and now I think about expectations. Instead of having no expectations, I feel that I have reasonable expectations, and that's okay.
And that's a kind of a boundary.
Yes.
Yeah.
28, we did a whole thing on favorite books and favorite movies, so that was just fun. How to discover your best life, we talked about that a lot, and we did a whole thing on favorite cocktails.
Right.
If you remember that.
A whole series, yeah.
A thing on, number 31 was finding peace, so we talked, you know, about...
Just when life is in turmoil.
Yeah, and how do you kind of find your, like, your medium, your kind of the place that you land, and you sort of go up sometimes and down sometimes, but you always have that basic.
I wonder whether we were in lockdowns at that point.
Probably.
Yeah.
32, what sets your soul on fire?
Lots of things.
Yeah. So, and we've done a lot on cooking. We did one called the top 10 things from the kitchen. And, of course, I was really excited, number 34, about the education series. And most recently, the one that I did with Rita, I thought was one of the best ones that we did on education.
Yeah, it was very good to have two retired principals share their perspectives.
Yeah, but there's one making school better for kids. And
your series of 10 episodes was something.
Yeah, I think I refer to some
I think
of them.
That's evergreen content. I think you can go back every August and listen
again.
Yeah,
I think so too. Mm-hmm. And thinking about blessings from your past.
Mm, right.
and spending a whole bunch of things about, I think I put hiking trails from nearby and stuff in that one, the spending time outside. And then my series on, or my episode on Do You Make Lists, which was your favorite.
Still is my favorite.
And of course our travel blog, which was fun, two episodes from Portugal and Spain. These are not in order.
Oh, they're not in order.
No, no.
Oh,
they're just
okay. I was
whatever.
Like, wait, this is something like it's
and
out
then
of order.
I mentioned before in 39 Back to School with my friend Rita, which I felt was one of our best episodes for Back to School. It was mm-hmm. really nice. And the, you know, this is the whole guest thing, right? It has been yep. really fun this year. And that leads us into number 40, The Second Half of Life with Tracy Giesbrecht.
Right.
That was mm-hmm. a very fun episode.
And there, and I remember it's, you can connect it to What Makes Your Soul Sing. I think we talked a little bit about that
yes.
in that
yeah.
too.
41 was the, with Sebastian again, and we talked about the Seth Godin book, Song of Significance.
Right.
And that was a really good episode. This episode got a lot of views. The Telling Stories episodes with Jim and Melissa got a lot.
That's right.
And the one, this also got a lot of views. The one about the naturopathic
yes.
medicine with Dr. Carey. And mm-hmm. that was a really good episode. I'm just referring to my phone if you see what I'm doing down here. And then we had such a fun night with Julie and Brad Stitt where right. we talked about change. And mm-hmm. that was fun. And our first ever guest one in January was at on site at the Downtown Bike Hounds.
In Hamilton.
And that was yep. fun, too. And then we did the one with Shauna Gupta
yep. mm-hmm.
About transforming your life. And I know Shauna is still on that journey
yep.
herself. And
she sent me a whole bunch of new documents to read.
I want a copy of them because we
about
might.
About being assertive. About
yeah.
speaking with
the difference between being aggressive and assertive, the difference between being kind and being nice,
yeah,
all those things. And then we did one on news headlines at the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of fun. It's always kind of fun
a
to kind of look
to
at.
Reflect back.
We did one on games, different games
mm-hmm.
that I just looked up
right.
and we talked about them. I did one on my quilting journey, which I'm still on and I still post. I just posted a really nice triangle quilt that I made
that's right.
not that long ago.
And then we did one on my knitting journey.
Yeah, that's later.
51. I thought it wasn't in order.
It isn't, but if I don't do it right, then it won't work. 51, we did empty nesting,
mm-hmm.
which we're enjoying,
yep.
especially right now. 52, we did Grace in Times of Uncertainty. And I know that that was during COVID because
yep.
we talked a lot about how things were going for people. And 53 was just remember that whole one where we just gave leadership quotes and talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent a couple of weeks on The Five Voices.
That's right.
Which yep. is a book. And we spent one on wisdom. Oh, and the fun one we did with Nick and Sebastian on cycling.
About biking on cycling.
This
yeah.
year, I'd like to go back and do another one with Sebastian and maybe a couple of his other friends on mountain climbing.
That'd be fun.
So we did one called Matters of the Heart. And you did a whole one, number 58, on third culture kids.
Oh, that's right. That one got a lot of views.
Yeah, that did.
Listens.
We did one called Everyone is Doing the Best They Can.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about whether everyone really does do the best they can.
And what did we
decided
conclude?
No.
No.
And 60, A Knitting Story by Charles Voth. Another one on eating, what we eat, because we talked about
our
five foods that we try
not
to
a
avoid.
Diet, but our, right.
Right. We try to avoid
mm-hmm.
pork, corn,
dairy,
wheat
and
sugar. And with baking season upon us, I am thinking about how I can do certain things without sugar.
Honey, maple syrup, and
yeah.
coconut.
Yeah. And what's the other sugar?
Oh, monk fruit.
Monk fruit. 62, we did parenting, how it evolves as your kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did another, 63 was another one, healthy living, Voth style, and how we kind of balance things out in our lives. 64 was the trouble with status.
Right.
And We certainly have dealt with and talked about ego and status, a lot in the last little while because it's everywhere, unfortunately. 65 was courage for changing times, and that was definitely during COVID, sure.
Yep.
But
I think it applies to all times
right now. Oh, yeah, and especially with everything that's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just the whole idea of as your life changes and your boundaries change and you have to, you know, make different kinds of boundaries, boundaries are the hardest and most courageous thing you can ever do.
Right.
66 is avoiding shame, especially in parenting, but we've talked quite a lot. And the next one we did was then gender and shame.
Right.
And we talked about that. These next ones are just, like 68 is reading your child's report card. 69 is what should all schools promote. 70, differentiation in schools. 71, communication is a two-way street between teacher and parent. 72, kids in school and technology. 73, what do you do if your child doesn't want to go to school? 74, what to ask your child's teacher before school starts.
So this is the series.
That was the series on education. Yeah. 75, success and confidence in children.
So because these are out of order, we're just encouraging the listeners to
search on the website.
Go on the blog. And
you can just go under episodes and then do a search.
They're all there. Okay.
Yeah. Things you should see in every classroom and the importance of knowing your core values was another one we did. Mm-hmm. We did one on contentment. You are not jealous or envious of other people. You feel peaceful and you are growing. You are tolerant. You don't feel inferior. You feel more grateful. You buy less and focus less on constant acquisition. You have a better attitude toward life. You are healthier in body, mind, and spirit. And you let go of things you can't control, and you're optimistic and flexible.
What was that episode title?
Contentment.
Oh, okay.
And then for a long period of time, we did green light moments like Matthew McConaughey.
Great.
And we also did a series where we'd put big quotes in everywhere. We did one on intentions, sometimes referred to as plans, are an excellent way to keep our mind focused on the positive aspects in life. They help us to carve a path energetically before we take it on physically. We build our lives with intentions, just as a builder builds a building with plans or blueprints. Willingness to look first at myself when feelings of mad, sad, or scared surface. When these emotions surface, I ask myself first what is going on with me rather than becoming defensive, judgmental, or critical of others. I focus on what my feelings are telling me about what I need. I communicate my feelings and needs with the goal of staying in right relationship with others.
What was that episode title?
It was on feelings, I think. I think that, yeah, it was one that I can't remember the name of the episode. But
that's fine.
And then perspective is everything. Mm-hmm. You need to take the log out of your own eye. We did one on hope is about leaving room for something good to happen. And 86, boundaries require honesty. It is uncomfortable and necessary. We've done quite a few.
On boundaries.
Yeah.
Even before we read the most recent book on boundaries.
Yes, which is
coming
up. 87, we did a lot of podcast recommendations for a while.
Mm-hmm.
88, why is our story and the story we tell ourselves so important?
Right.
And self-regulation is one of the most important skills we can acquire. How do you know if you are self-aware? We did one on self-awareness. I went back to the five voices because I just wanted to remind people that the five voices really, it's about how they impact a team.
Right.
And how by discovering everyone's voices, how you can make
teams function better.
A difference, yep, right? Mm-hmm. And then, we did one on the difference between shame and guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one on celebrating holidays without losing your mind, getting caught up in all the whatever.
And as we approach American Thanksgiving for Americans and the Christmas holiday,
yeah,
it's a very good episode to re-listen to again.
Yeah, and then in 94, again, I went back to Seth Godin and I added Adam Grant because I think these are two of the ones that are always thinking about their lives and how they can always learn and improve. Mm-hmm. Like if you want to read books that inspire you to grow and change and learn, Seth Godin and Adam Grant. There are some great hiking and cycling trails in Ontario. We do learn that. The importance of stretching yourself outside
your comfort zone. I thought you were going to talk about yoga. That's the different kind
stretching,
of stretching.
Yeah, that too. And then we did one where we talked about comparison is the crush of conformity from one side and competition from the other. It's trying to simultaneously fit in and stand out, which is a Brené Brown quote. Right.
And that we also did a lot of discussion on Brené Brown's mm-hmm. books.
It says, podcasts. Be like everyone else, but better. Mm-hmm. And some of these we did, that Matters of the Heart was her book.
Right.
Right. Is our goal, if our goal is meaningful connection, how does meaningful connection help us move forward? Mm-hmm. And then 99, the heart of human connection and understanding is knowing from whom and where another comes and recognizing and respecting that. This is how connection and understanding are made. And that is so important when you're, especially when you're involved in conflict with someone, is to really think about where they're coming from mm-hmm. because it helps you to kind of step back and say, what the heck is, why is this person reacting that
doing
way?
What they're doing. Yep.
And number 100 of things that we talked about is that good news can be sent in writing, but bad news always comes in person. That was a teacher thing, but anyway, it's just that. And I kind of thought about what has the bigger theme been. And I think the bigger theme of all of these in this No Room for Phonies is taking responsibility for yourself and being better tomorrow than you are today. And I feel that's been the overarching
that too. And, kind of and theme. Honesty, like just like the title. It's about yeah. the honesty.
So next, number 101, we're going to start with a bunch of books. And then we'll do a smattering of guests. We're not going to do a whole bunch in a row. We'll mm-hmm. just do a smattering of guests as it kind of comes up. But the first author that I really want to take a close look at is Adam Grant. He has a lot to say, but his most recent book is called Hidden Potential.
Yep.
And but I mean, he's written, I've read
at least 10.
Yeah. So,
but anyway, around there.
So hang in with us for episode 101. And we're going to start on a journey through some of the best books we've read in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for joining us. Episode 100, a little journey through everything we've learned and kind of talked about the main themes throughout our first 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Thanks for joining us. No Room for Phonies, episode
100. Good night.